97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Morning show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that we don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday to you. A little rainy out there on this Friday morning. Looks like we're getting the tail end of, was it Francine? Was that the
Francine
tropical storm that hit down in Louisiana, left a lot of flooding down there? Looks like we're going to get a little bit of this all weekend. I mean, there's a greater chance of rain, I think, Saturday and a Sunday even than today, it looks like. So just get ready for that. I'm sure your morning commute will be fun because there's a little bit of water on the road.
Don't they go alphabetically? I know it's very methodical the way that they determine the name of these hurricanes, tropical storms.
Yes. Yeah, to answer your question is, I thought so, but I can never really make logical sense of how they come up with the names.
It's
supposed to be alphabetically.
Right, so let's say it had to be an F. So who gets to be the one to say, Francine? That's what I would like to know.
Can we
dig into that? Yeah.
Somebody at the National Weather.
Is it like an ex-wife or an ex-girlfriend you're irritated with, and you get to name the hurricane or tropical storm after them?
You know, as sure as I'm sitting here, that has happened. I obviously can't tell you when or how, but somebody up there with a sense of humor has done that at some point. Don't you think?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, guess what? This week, your Hurricane Tammy or whatever they're coming up with, right? Not that I would bring up an ex-girlfriend's name or anything like that. I'm just saying. Oh, boy. I don't know what's going on with my throat this morning. Maybe it's the wet weather. We haven't had any in a while. It's weird to have rain falling out of the sky.
It was a cheering for the Cardinals yesterday.
There was that, too. We had a great time. I didn't see Ethan at the game, but a foul ball landed within 10 feet of me to my right and then right behind me, and I didn't get either one of them.
Wow.
And I'm getting texts from Ethan I see after the fact, hey, why didn't you get that ball? Could you see where I was? You couldn't. You just knew the general area.
I saw you when you stood up.
Okay.
That's when I spotted you. Turned around and was like, oh, I missed it. But I think you had a beverage in your hand, and maybe that's why you didn't catch it.
No.
When I looked over there,
Mark?
No. We were sitting along the third baseline. It said row six, but we were further up than six rows. I'm not how they figure out the rows down there at Busch Stadium. But we had just walked up and just sat down in our seats, and I hear people, you hear their breath go, and I look up, and there's a ball right above my head. Had I been standing, I might have been able to snag it, but I was sitting at the time. The time I stood up, it had already hit the row right behind me, and the lady there snagged it, so I didn't get it.
I was hoping maybe a cute little kid was able to get that ball.
It's weird because in that case, she didn't give it to anybody, but the one that landed to my back to my right, a kid got it, a teenager. I'd say, I don't know, maybe I have a hard time judging these days. Maybe in his 20s he had a beard. And he gave it to...
I hope it wasn't like an 8-year-old who had a beard.
He gave it to a kid.
Kids these days, they look older and older, I'll tell you what.
I just have such a... Unless you have facial hair, you can't tell.
Had a few wrinkles, Ethan. I've had like 11 or something like that.
Close. Got to be 9-ish.
He gave it to the kid two rows in front of him, who happened to be a Cincinnati Reds fan, which I thought was pretty cool.
I think this guy is clearly
a Cardinals fan.
I would give, not that I would probably ever catch one, but if I did, I would probably want to give it to a kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had they needed something to cheer about because I was there with my friend Rob, who's a Reds fan still, and they lost the two games he saw, Wednesday night and yesterday. pretty convincingly. So the Cardinals looked pretty good yesterday.
Mason Wynn was on fire yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding. It was a fun game. It was a fun game to watch from that perspective, for sure. All right, we got lots of stuff to get to. Let me tell you who we just added to the rundown here at the last minute. Was Robert Davi, the actor from Hollywood, who is one of the rare conservative actors who's willing to speak out about it and has not worried about what, if any, impact it might have on his career. Now, it has. I first interviewed him at CPAC a couple of years ago. Great guy. And he was doing, I believe he was doing a movie on Ukraine, maybe, or Hunter Biden or something. Anyway, he was doing a lot of conservative media interviews because the mainstream media wouldn't talk to him about it because they were still in denial about it. And he's been very active in that, and now he's in the Reagan movie. So we're going to get him on here a little later talking about that because I have not seen that movie yet, but I can't wait to see it, and I'm excited to get Robert Davi on here talking about that for sure. That'll be fun. We'll get to that here coming up in just a couple minutes. I promise you that. We got more TSO tickets to give away today. We're going to talk to Jim Carafano. We're going to talk about cats and migrants and all kinds of things that people are in denial about.
I don't even get me started with that interview this morning where they were just in complete denial, calling it misinformation. I was cringing. I'm just rapid fire texting Mark like, this is ridiculous.
What was the best part about that interview? You've got a mainstream media journalist trying to convince you that there's nothing to see here. The Haitian migrants have done nothing wrong. The only evidence we might have found is that somebody saw four Haitian migrants walking along the side of the road holding, I guess, beheaded geese, but we don't know what they were doing with them. They might have been taking them to bury them.
the report.
I almost wrecked when she said that.
They needed a proper burial. I bet they were going to go do a formal funeral. When she said that, you know what? I wonder if the geese were already dead and they were just going to bury him. I about lost it because how can you even say that with a straight face and actually believe that they were already dead? Maybe they were on the side of the road and they had this horrible death and they thought, you know what? That's unfair to these geese. That goose right there deserves a proper burial. I bet they built little caskets for him and everything.
Or, and I know this will be controversial, they said that goose right there deserves to be cooked. We're going to cook that goose. But, of course, the mainstream media is running interference for them, which is hilarious. We want you to know no animals were harmed in the mass migration of illegal aliens to America. A few kids might have been killed. A few women might have been raped. Thousands of your children might have died because of the fentanyl they bring into the country. But for God's sake, they're not harming your pets. And that's all that's important.
I just care about the geese, right? That's what matters here. Come on, people.
The way the left and the media has blown this out of proportion is really, really ridiculous. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories here, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Trump's supporters are just as despicable. The supporters are just as ungenerous.
You are despicable, according to this Ellie Mistal, who I don't know anything about this dude. He looks weird, but he thinks if you're a Trump supporter, you are despicable.
Over the past 3.5 years, there has been an escalation of attacks on the Justice Department. It is dangerous to target and intimidate individual employees of this department solely for doing their jobs.
Boy, talk about a little self-awareness. This Merrick Garland guy, a left-wing partisan hack that almost made it onto the Supreme Court, but wants you to believe there's nothing to see here with multiple different investigations into Donald Trump.
Merrick Garland really believes that the DOJ has not been weaponized. Then not only does he not need to be the AG, he frankly doesn't need a driver's license. He is delusional if he believes that.
Yeah, That was Trey Gowdy, and he said basically what I said there. I do not understand how we've come to this point in America where he can look into the camera with a straight face and try to claim that there's absolutely nothing to see here. Wow.
Today, I'm also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime.
How about that? Donald Trump making that announcement yesterday, and wait for the left to go insane. Just wait for it. Oh, my God. What will that do to the deficit?
I don't really think that's ever going to happen. I don't. They're both trying to say they're not going to tax tips. And now this. I don't see, especially this overtime promise. I just don't see this coming to fruition, personally.
Well, it could.
I mean, trust me, it'd be great. Now, I guess you and I don't get overtime, but it would be fantastic for a lot of people.
It could happen.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
You know, I don't know. Aliens could come and land on Earth tomorrow. It could happen. But for either of them to achieve some of those goals, you would have to control both houses of Congress. And here's the problem. Here's the real problem, specifically on tax cuts. Democrats, liberals, if you know a liberal, ask them this question. Explain to me how me getting to keep my own money is an expense to the federal government. Because that's what they'll argue. They will argue to you that a tax cut is going to cost money. Because they don't view your money as yours. They view it as theirs. And if you get to keep more of it, they have less of it. That's their attitude. And I love the fact that Trump is bold in proposing these tax cuts. I mean, Harris tried to jump on board with his no tax on tips idea. And I'll agree that one is targeted because I don't even know what percentage of people are depend on tips for other than, you know, wait staff and people like that. There's not, I don't think it's a huge part of the economy.
Now everybody wants a tip.
This, however, would be a huge part of the economy. So it'd be interesting to see. I'm sure they'll run out today, find a bunch of liberal left-wing economists who will say, it would wreck the economy. It would blow up the deficit. Well, not if you cut spending, but the liberals would never entertain the idea of spending less money. So that's kind of where that one's going.
The Arizona Republican Party just put up a dozen billboards around the Phoenix metro area that say, eat less kittens, vote Republican. The Chick-fil-A style ads are intended to draw attention to unsubstantiated reports from Ohio that claim Haitian immigrants are abducting pets and eating them.
Here we go again. So it's a TV station in Arizona. Trump's coming there. The Republican Party puts up these hilarious ads, sort of the takeoff on the
eat more chicken
Chick-fil-A ad. It's got little kittens with with cow outfits on saying eat fewer kittens.
You have to have the word spelled wrong to make it look like Chick-fil-A.
I'm surprised the Chick-fil-A people haven't complained about it, but it's hilarious. But they have to throw in there, these are unsubstantiated reports. And I wonder if all of these ridiculous people who claim to be journalists are just ignoring the residents of Springfield who show up at every city council meeting saying things like this.
They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them like, and it's going to get bigger and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a t-shirt and some Crocs. And then y'all need to come out here in these streets and y'all need to go out here and,
put on your Crocs.
Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair.
It's the truth. Because listen to the Arizona TV report part two. Because they had to read a quote from the Springfield City Council in order to prove that these are unsubstantiated reports.
There have been no credible reports or specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Pulling off of the highway to publicly clean and gut the roadkill lying there in front of anyone that passes by. Stealing animals from farmers, and leaving their severed heads at the site of an old school where children play, relieving themselves in public, making some barbaric stew out of the birds that live in our park. This is insanity, and it has to stop.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. These people go to every city council meeting and complain about what they're seeing every day. But the media and the politicians in this liberal bastion of Springfield, Ohio, are in complete denial of the mess they have created.
I hope someone gets a video to substantiate these claims, because I believe them. And I hope that a lot of these residents who are witnessing this come together. I don't know if any media would show up, but hold a press conference. Do something. That would be very frustrating to see this going on in your community, and you have the city officials out there. No, nothing's happening. You're crazy. This is misinformation.
Feel free to rape, pillage, and poison American communities. We're going to ignore that. But whatever you do, don't accuse these poor immigrants, illegal aliens, of killing someone's kitten.
Save the geese.
Donald Trump has done more for unmarried cat ladies than anybody else in America. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I started off by saying, just so you understand, you never vote. Christians do not vote well. They vote in very small percentages. Why? I don't know. Maybe they're disappointed in things that are happening. But for a long time, I say, you don't vote. I'm saying, go out. You must vote. November 5th is going to be the most important election in the history of our country.
Trump is not wrong. Remember that comment he made? Gosh, that would have been maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. And I don't know why, but that is infuriating to me, why Christians in particular are not motivated to go out and vote.
Yeah, that was in July, and he made the comment that if you'll just vote this time, you'll never have to vote again. And the left took it to mean he was going to end democracy. You'll never be able to vote again.
See, I mean, if Donald Trump wins, it is an end to democracy.
This shows you the mental capacity you're dealing with on the left. But anyway, to his point, traditionally, they don't go out and vote. In the number, if they voted in even 60% numbers, it would be incredible for the Republican Party. I can tell you that.
Well, I have my thoughts on that, and that would be that a lot of people, they call themselves a Christian, and they don't even follow. They don't even believe the Bible. I don't understand that. But you found something very interesting, Mark. It was a new Pew Research Center poll that found that white Protestants and Catholics support Trump, but voters in other religious groups prefer Harris. Listen to the breakdown of this. So it says 82% of white evangelical Protestants would vote Trump, according to this poll. 61% of white Catholics, Trump. 58% of white non-evangelical Protestants. Okay, here's who has Kamala Harris's support. This was stunning to me. 65% of Jewish voters. How can you be Jewish and want to support Kamala Harris? Help me understand that.
I cannot help you understand that. I have griped about it forever. Like, what in the hell are you thinking about? Like, Donald Trump said that one time in 2016. I wish I had the bite here. Like, what are you thinking about? How could you possibly support Donald Trump in those numbers in the Jewish community, given what the Biden folks, how could you support Biden in those numbers, given what the Biden administration has done to Israel?
I know. She'll sit there on the stage like she did when she debated Trump and say, no, I believe Israel has every right to defend itself. Yet she refused to meet with Netanyahu when he came to town. She has, I would imagine, been in support when Biden has withheld weapons from them. Give me a break. What is less surprising to me would be that, according to this poll, 86% of black Protestants support Kamala Harris, 85% of atheists, not surprising at all, 78% of agnostics, and 65% of Hispanic Catholics. That's the breakdown of it. And I think some of that is starting to change. I think the Democrats have really tried to sit there and say, like, speaking to the black community, that they're really going to help them. And I think the last 3.5 years have shown that they're really not. It's a lot of talk. And so I think the page is turning on that, I think, a little bit.
So a couple of reactions. First of all, the title of the article, correct me if I'm wrong, said that Trump is actually leading among Catholics this year, right?
He is leading among Catholics.
That's got to be a first. Because in the last couple of election cycles, I remember specifically having that conversation about the fact that Catholics who claim to be pro-life and who go into mass all the time and you pray for life and you pray for the unborn and you pray for could turn around and vote in any percentage above a tiny percentage for the party that believes in abortion up to birth. How can you, in your mind, how can you be both things at once?
Right.
I don't get that.
The total breakdown, it said among Catholics, 52% said they're backing Trump in the race compared to 47% who have favored Harris. You know, I think a number of pastors have failed, honestly. They have failed. They are cowards, and I will not hold back saying that. They are too scared, and I understand the whole 501c3 thing is a challenge. I get it, but this is too important. You have to speak up. I am tired of pastors being in a leadership role like that and not being willing to speak up about something as critical as being pro-life. I mean, they won't even talk about that, and that's why you have a ridiculous breakdown, like people who call themselves Christians, that almost 90% of them want to support Kamala Harris, who absolutely supports abortion full term, whether she'll admit it or not, which she won't, because she was asked point blank at the debate and she skated right over that question. She supports that. I am very disappointed in a lot of these pastors.
What's the 90% figure you just quoted?
Well, I'm saying 90% when you look at the breakdown of the vote. So 86% of black Protestants support Kamala Harris. 65% of Hispanic Catholics. So I'm looking at that 86% of black Protestants. So you're going to call yourself Christian and, I do not understand that. When they're looking at the specific issues that are the most important to a lot of these groups, they're saying 6 in 10 registered voters in every religious group say that the economy will be very important in their voting decision. They also say that health care is going to be important, as well as Supreme Court appointments and foreign policy. But if those are important to you, like, what is your foreign policy? What foreign policy do you support? Because, again, going back to the whole Jewish vote, if you support backing Israel, then why do you back Kamala Harris?
Well, I guess the question gets down to what factor determines your moral compass, right? What is it? Are you just born with a moral compass, or do you have to be taught morals and what's important in life? And if you are a Christian, I'm going to speculate your faith determines your morals to a large extent, I would hope.
That is 100% my morals. Well,
am I not right about that?
You're 100% right. My morals do not change.
So then I often wonder, and maybe there's an atheist listening this morning, what factors determine your moral compass? If it's not religion, if it's not a good versus evil, if it's not motivated by that, what is it? And if you are a Christian in one of these groups that she just described, among the black community, among the Hispanic community, Protestant community, that overwhelmingly expresses support for a candidate that wants abortion on demand up until birth. She can deny it till she's blue in the face. Doesn't change the facts that that's what they support. Doesn't change the facts that that's what Amendment 3 would do in Missouri. If you're one of those people who goes to church and supposedly your moral compass is based on your belief in the Bible and what's preached, just realize for a moment you're siding with the atheists here. The atheists and you are in the same boat. That should be discomforting to you.
By the way, according to this poll, abortion is the biggest issue for the atheists. 77% say abortion will be very important in deciding who to vote for, which is also interesting because the survey finds that abortion is a key issue for more Democrats than Republican voters. Okay, I understand not all conservatives are Christian, okay? And we talked about that on the show, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I get that, but I just still, that is mind-blowing to me that's a thing. The other thing I wanted to point it out was that it was talking about the amount of times you go to church determines the likelihood that you're going to support Trump. So it says among white evangelicals, support for Trump is higher among those who attend church regularly. That is at least once or twice a month compared to those, of course, who do not.
But it's, again, and maybe the question, maybe it's the way the question is posed. Is it the fact that you support Trump or you're more likely to support the principles of smaller government and less taxes and restrictions on abortion, at least some sort of common sense restrictions on abortion? Or is it because you support Trump? Because the minute you set up that contrast, people say, well, you know, he's a philanderer. He cheated on his wife. He did this. He did that. How can you as a Christian support that individual? We have stark choices in this election between a socialist or somebody who believes in America. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an issue of bowing at the feet of one figure. They throw Trump around like that. I just wonder if they'd asked that question differently, what the response would have
been. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I don't look to any presidential candidate. I don't care what their background is. I don't look to those candidates or any government leader as my moral compass. I have one moral compass, and that's never going to change. And that's the difference with a lot of these people on the left. It's a moving target, and it's like wherever the wind blows, that's where it goes. Uh-huh. Can I encourage anyone listening right now, go to the listener line on the Odyssey app. I would be very curious to get your reaction to this. Maybe you're in the group that you have friends who support Kamala Harris and they go to church every single Sunday. Maybe their pastor's even the one who seems to say things in support of that decision. So please, I would be very curious to get your comments this morning.
Yeah, we'll check those here in just a couple of minutes. You can leave a comment up to a minute long. So be pithy, and we'll play those on the air for you coming up.
Be pithy.
Next hour, we're going to give away some TSO tickets. I promise you that. We got in other news coming up. We're going to talk to actor and producer Robert Davi this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. He plays Leonid Brezhnev in the movie Reagan that's out in movie theaters right now with Dennis Quaid. We're going to get to him in about 7:08. We'll be right back.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
All right, little TikTok song for you there this morning.
Eat the dogs. Eat the dogs. We should have played Who Let the Dogs Out leading into that.
I know, right? I forgot all about that again. I should have told Ethan to cue that one up. I had to play that. I mean, the way they're blowing this thing out of proportion all over the country, you have to ask yourself. Every time you see a mainstream television news reporter with a straight face or you listen to him on the radio like the one that was on this morning, I don't even know where she was from. Do you know? Do you remember? She was a national correspondent for some news organization.
Oh, I know what it was. Washington Examiner.
Okay.
That's what it was.
And she was completely an apologist for these illegal Haitians. Actually, I guess they're not technically illegal because the Biden administration hatched some plan to airlift a bunch of them into the United States. So they actually came here with the blessing of the government, only to turn Parks and
Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
I started off by saying, just so you understand, you never vote. Christians do not vote well. They vote in very small percentages. Why? I don't know. Maybe they're disappointed in things that are happening. But for a long time, I say, you don't vote. I'm saying go out. You must vote. November 5th is going to be the most important election in the history of our country.
Trump is not wrong. Remember that comment he made? Gosh, that would have been maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. And I don't know why, but that is infuriating to me, why Christians in particular are not motivated to go out and vote.
Yeah, that was in July, and he made the comment that if you'll just vote this time, you'll never have to vote again. And the left took it to mean he was going to end democracy. You'll never be able to vote again.
See, I mean, if Donald Trump wins, it is an end to democracy.
This shows you the mental capacity you're dealing with on the left. But anyway, to his point, traditionally, they don't go out and vote in the number. If they voted in even 60% numbers, it would be incredible for the Republican Party. I can tell you that.
Well, I have my thoughts on that, and that would be that a lot of people, they call themselves a Christian, and they don't even follow. They don't even believe the Bible. I just don't understand that. But you found something very interesting, Mark. It was a new Pew Research Center poll that found that white Protestants and Catholics support Trump, but voters in other religious groups prefer Harris. Listen to the breakdown of this. So it says 82% of white evangelical Protestants would vote Trump, according to this poll. 61% of white Catholics, Trump. 58% of white non-evangelical Protestants. Okay, here's who has Kamala Harris's support. This was stunning to me. 65% of Jewish voters. How can you be Jewish and want to support Kamala Harris? Help me understand that.
I cannot help you understand that. I have griped about it forever. Like, what in the hell are you thinking about? Like, Donald Trump said that one time in 2016. I wish I had the bite here. Like, what are you thinking about? How could you possibly support Donald Trump in those numbers in the Jewish community, given what the Biden folks, how could you support Biden in those numbers, given what the Biden administration has done to Israel?
I know. She'll sit there on the stage like she did when she debated Trump and say, no, I believe Israel has every right to defend itself. Yet she refused to meet with Netanyahu when he came to town. She has, I would imagine, been in support when Biden has withheld weapons from them. Give me a break. What is less surprising to me would be that, according to this poll, 86% of black Protestants support Kamala Harris, 85% of atheists, not surprising at all, 78% of agnostics, and 65% of Hispanic Catholics. That's the breakdown of it. And I think some of that is starting to change. I think the Democrats have really tried to sit there and say, like, speaking to the black community, that they're really going to help them. And I think the last 3.5 years have shown that they're really not. It's a lot of talk. And so I think the page is turning on that, I think, a little bit.
So a couple of reactions. First of all, the title of the article, correct me if I'm wrong, said that Trump is actually leading among Catholics this year, right?
He is leading among Catholics.
That's got to be a first. Because in the last couple of election cycles, I remember specifically having that conversation about the fact that Catholics who claim to be pro-life and who go into mass all the time and you pray for life and you pray for the unborn and you pray for, could turn around and vote in any percentage above a tiny percentage for the party that believes in abortion up to birth. How can you, in your mind, how can you be both things at once?
Right.
I don't get that.
The total breakdown, it said among Catholics, 52% said they're backing Trump in the race compared to 47% who have favored Harris. You know, I think a number of pastors have failed, honestly. They have failed. They are cowards, and I will not hold back saying that. They are too scared, and I understand the whole 501c3 thing is a challenge. I get it, but this is too important. You have to speak up. I am tired of pastors being in a leadership role like that and not being willing to speak up about something as critical as being pro-life. I mean, they won't even talk about that, and that's why you have a ridiculous breakdown, like people who call themselves Christians, that almost 90% of them want to support Kamala Harris, who absolutely supports abortion full term, whether she'll admit it or not, which I clearly she won't because she was asked point blank at the debate and she skated right over that question. She supports that. I am very disappointed in a lot of these pastors.
What's the 90% figure you just quoted?
Well, I'm saying 90% when you look at the breakdown of the vote. So 86% of Black Protestants support Kamala Harris. 65% of Hispanic Catholics. So I'm looking at that 86% of Black Protestants. So you're going to call yourself Christian and, you know, I do not understand that. When they're looking at the specific issues that are the most important to a lot of these groups, they're saying 6 in 10 registered voters in every religious group say that the economy will be very important in their voting decision. They also say that health care is going to be important, as well as Supreme Court appointments and foreign policy. But if those are important to you, like, what is your foreign policy? What foreign policy do you support? Because, again, going back to the whole Jewish vote, if you support backing Israel, then why do you back Kamala Harris?
Well, I guess the question gets down to what factor determines your moral compass, right? What is it? Are you just born with a moral compass, or do you have to be taught morals and what's important in life? And if you are a Christian, I'm going to speculate your faith determines your morals to a large extent, I would hope.
That is 100% my morals.
Am I not?
Jesus.
Am I not right about that?
You're 100% right. My morals do not change.
So then I often wonder, and maybe there's an atheist listening this morning, what factors determine your moral compass? If it's not religion, if it's not a good versus evil, if it's not motivated by that, what is it? And if you are a Christian in one of these groups that she just described, among the Black community, among the Hispanic community, Protestant community, that overwhelmingly expresses support for a candidate that wants abortion on demand up until birth. She can deny it till she's blue in the face. Doesn't change the facts that that's what they support. Doesn't change the facts that that's what Amendment 3 would do in Missouri. If you're one of those people who goes to church and supposedly your moral compass is based on your belief in the Bible and what's preached, just realize for a moment you're siding with the atheists here. The atheists and you are in the same boat. That should be discomforting to you.
By the way, according to this poll, abortion is the biggest issue for the atheist. 77% say abortion will be very important in deciding who to vote for, which is also interesting because the survey finds that abortion is a key issue for more Democrats than Republican voters. Okay, I understand not all conservatives are Christian, okay? And we talked about that on the show, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I get that, but I just still, that is mind blowing to me that's a thing. The other thing I wanted to point it out was that it was talking about the amount of times you go to church determines the likelihood that you're going to support Trump. So it says among white evangelicals, support for Trump is higher among those who attend church regularly. That is at least once or twice a month compared to those, of course, who do not.
But it's, again, maybe it's the way the question is posed. Is it the fact that you support Trump, or you're more likely to support the principles of smaller government and less taxes and restrictions on abortion, at least some sort of common sense restrictions on abortion, or is it because you support Trump? Because the minute you set up that contrast, people say, well, you know, he's a philanderer. He cheated on his wife. He did this. He did that. How can you as a Christian support that individual? We have stark choices in this election between a socialist or somebody who believes in America. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an issue of bowing at the feet of one figure. They throw Trump around like that. I just wonder if they had asked that question differently, what the response would have
been. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I don't look to any presidential candidate. I don't care what their background is. I don't look to those candidates or any government leader as my moral compass. I have one moral compass, and that's never going to change. And that's the difference with a lot of these people on the left. It's a moving target. And it's like wherever the wind blows, that's where it goes. Yep. Can I encourage anyone listening right now, go to the listener line on the Odyssey app. I would be very curious to get your reaction to this. Maybe you're in the group that you have friends who support Kamala Harris and they go to church every single Sunday. Maybe their pastor's even the one who seems to say things in support of that decision. So please, I would be very curious to get your comments this morning.
Yeah, we'll check those here in just a couple of minutes. You can leave a comment up to a minute long. So be pithy, and we'll play those on the air for you coming up.
Be pithy.
Next hour, we're going to give away some TSO tickets. I promise you that. We got in other news coming up. We're going to talk to actor and producer Robert Davi this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. He plays Leonid Brezhnev in the movie Reagan that's out in movie theaters right now with Dennis Quaid. We're going to get to him in the about 7:08. We'll be right back.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
All right, little TikTok song for you there this morning.
Eat the dogs. Eat the dogs. We should have played Who Let the Dogs Out leading into that.
I know, right? I forgot all about that again. I should have told Ethan to cue that one up. I had to play that. I mean, the way they're blowing this thing out of proportion all over the country, you have to ask yourself. Every time you see a mainstream television news reporter with a straight face or you listen to him on the radio like the one that was on this morning, I don't even know where she was from. Do you know? Do you remember? She was a national correspondent for some news organization.
Oh, I know what it was. Washington Examiner.
Okay.
That's what it was.
And she was completely an apologist for these illegal Haitians. Actually, I guess they're not technically illegal because the Biden administration hatched some plan to airlift a bunch of them into the United States. So they actually came here with the blessing of the government, only to turn parks in Springfield, Ohio, into the same crap hole they came from.
She made a point to say they didn't come across the southern border. They came here to work.
Yeah. Okay. Or eat ducks.
So they're burying a mark. They're giving him a proper burial.
They're willing. I almost spit coffee through my nose when she said that this morning. And I thought, oh, I need to text Kim. But I'm sure she's listening. And I get to work and I park my car and I look at my text messages and there's a message from Kim. What a joke. It's true. And then, of course, she claimed, you know, the reason for this is, the underlying reason is, people from Haiti have very dark skin.
Mm.
And they just don't blend in to this lily white community in Ohio.
It's racism.
And therefore, the underlying issue, the real issue here has to be racism and not the fact that they're murdering wildlife. If I went to a park and did that, they would arrest me.
Why don't you try today, Mark?
Because I don't like goose. I'm not a fan.
Maybe they were just picking up the goose to learn more about it so they could properly write its eulogy.
Maybe.
This goose clearly lived a good life. It loved flying around with its other geese friends.
Don't you remember in science class when it was the day and you got to cut the frog open and were so looking forward to it? Now, if they haven't experienced that smell of formaldehyde and rotting flesh, maybe they want to take the roadkill and they're doing a science experiment.
That could be it. They just want to learn more, Mark. They want to work.
Or on
your
cat.
They want jobs. They want to be a biologist. They want to be able to say, what is a woman? And in order to do that, you have to be a biologist. So really, that if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Clearly, they want to be a biologist. It's a science experiment.
It's sad we've come to that in America. It's also sad we've come to this in America, folks. For the fourth day this week, we are not live this morning on Facebook. And the reason is, if you've missed my explanation of this, the most ridiculous reason ever, and I can't get anybody from Facebook to respond to me. They pulled our show down off of Facebook. You can still watch it live on X, but they pulled us down off of Facebook because I reposted an ad, not a video, just pictures from the Range St. Louis West promoting their Customer Appreciation Day, which, by the way, is tomorrow and I'm going to be there, which is why when they put out the post saying, hey, come and see us on Customer Appreciation Day, I thought, wow, since I'm going to be there, I think I will share that with people who follow me on Facebook so they'll know it's going on and they'll know that I'm going to be there and they may want to swing by and say hi. And Facebook accused me of violating community standards, their community standards on guns. Do they ever listen to this show? Do they listen to what I say about the Second Amendment and guns all the time?
I think Zuckerberg listens at least
well,
a few times a week.
Clearly not, because I post one very bland post about an upcoming customer appreciation event, and they pulled us down with the live feed. And I don't know if we're going to get it back or not. I can't get them to respond to me. So frustrating what's going on in this country with free speech and big tech crushing any conservative thought at all. They hate you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll give away some TSO tickets coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
All right, little TikTok song for you there this morning.
Eat the dogs. Eat the dogs. We should have played Who Let the Dogs Out leading into that.
I know, right? I forgot all about that again. I should have told Ethan to cue that one up. I had to play that. I mean, the way they're blowing this thing out of proportion all over the country, you have to ask yourself. Every time you see a mainstream television news reporter with a straight face or you listen to him on the radio like the one that was on this morning, I don't even know where she was from. Do you know? Do you remember? She was a national correspondent for some news organization.
Oh, I know what it was. Washington Examiner.
Okay.
That's what it was.
And she was completely an apologist for these illegal Haitians. Actually, I guess they're not technically illegal because the Biden administration hatched some plan to airlift a bunch of them into the United States. So they actually came here with the blessing of the government, only to turn parks in Springfield, Ohio, into the same crap hole they came from.
She made a point to say they didn't come across the southern border. They came here to work.
Yeah. Okay. Or eat ducks.
So they're burying a mark. They're giving him a proper burial.
They're willing. I almost spit coffee through my nose when she said that this morning. And I thought, oh, I need to text Kim. But I'm sure she's listening. And I get to work and I park my car and I look at my text messages and there's a message from Kim. What a joke. It's true. And then, of course, she claimed, you know, the reason for this is, the underlying reason is, people from Haiti have very dark skin.
Mm.
And they just don't blend in to this lily white community in Ohio.
It's racism.
And therefore, the underlying issue, the real issue here, has to be racism and not the fact that they're murdering wildlife. If I went to a park and did that, they would arrest me.
Why don't you try today, Mark?
Because I don't like goose. I'm not a fan.
Maybe they were just picking up the goose to learn more about it so they could properly write its eulogy.
Maybe.
This goose clearly lived a good life. It loved flying around with its other geese friends.
Don't you remember in science class when it was the day and you got to cut the frog open and were so looking forward to it? Now, if they haven't experienced that smell of formaldehyde and rotting flesh, maybe they want to take the roadkill and they're doing a science experiment.
They just want to learn more, Mark. They want to work.
Or on
they
your cat.
They want jobs. They want to be a biologist. They want to be able to say, what is a woman? And in order to do that, you have to be a biologist. So really, that if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. Clearly, they want to be a biologist. It's a science experiment.
It's sad we've come to that in America. It's also sad we've come to this in America, folks. For the fourth day this week, we are not live this morning on Facebook. And the reason is, if you've missed my explanation of this, the most ridiculous reason ever, and I can't get anybody from Facebook to respond to me. They pulled our show down off of Facebook. You can still watch it live on X, but they pulled us down off of Facebook because I reposted an ad, not a video, just pictures from the Range St. Louis West promoting their Customer Appreciation Day, which, by the way, is tomorrow. And I'm going to be there, which is why when they put out the post saying, hey, come and see us on Customer Appreciation Day, I thought, wow, since I'm going to be there, I think I will share that with people who follow me on Facebook so they'll know it's going on and they'll know that I'm going to be there and they may want to swing by and say hi. And Facebook accused me of violating community standards, their community standards, on guns. Do they ever listen to this show? Do they listen to what I say about the Second Amendment and guns all the time?
I think Zuckerberg listens at least
well,
a few times a week.
Clearly not, because I post one very bland post about an upcoming customer appreciation event, and they pulled us down with the live feed. And I don't know if we're going to get it back or not. I can't get them to respond to me. So frustrating what's going on in this country with free speech and big tech crushing any conservative thought at all. They hate you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll give away some TSO tickets coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.